you use the term custodian of your work, authors, filmmakers. Maybe you could address, you know, the issue of what these guys do to see things that maybe you don't see. You're out there shooting very complicated things. You're working, you know, on very expensive, complicated work. What do they sometimes do? What does Chris sometimes do to point things out to you that maybe wouldn't occur if you were trying to cut this yourself, even if you had some, by some miracle, the time to do it?
It's what it is like is it's a common endeavor. Mm-hmm. In other words, your filmmaking is a group activity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're shooting, you're shooting to a plan and to a purpose that's been laid out before you start. And one of the jobs of the director is to give a point of view to the material that you're shooting and give a common purpose to everybody involved. And then what you're looking for is each person to pull towards that end. So as you're shooting, the editor is marshalling the case to that end, and of course they're seeing things that are going well and things that aren't going so well, things that occur as you go along, and it's a continual dialogue. You know, I'm talking to the cutting rooms maybe a dozen times a day as I'm shooting. You know, I've done this, what does that look like, what does that relate to that? You know, it's a constant back and forth.
The other issue I wanted to ask you about was, you know, the unsung heroes, the assistants, you know, the managing of this reams of data and footage, and how has it changed or evolved since, like, maybe the early days when you did the first Bourne?
Because now it's all digitally stored, you know, but the actual processing material is so much more efficient than it was, because it will have to be manually handled and manually cut.
Really. Mm-hmm.
That can bring problems too, you know, because you don't want to overload the system, so you have to be careful and bodily in how you shoot. You can't mm-hmm. just be profligate, otherwise you end up losing purpose. You know, all filmmaking has to be purposeful.
Can't be a land of activities. Have you run into it, you know, the same kind of problems you had when you had to shoot it all on film, or are they different kinds of problems? If you know what I mean, you know, creatively and tech.
I would say myself, less than you would think.
Mm-hmm. Really?
In the sense that the issues are always the same. In other words, as you're shooting, you're looking for the fight work. The piece that you can mine and move on, and you know that, and you identify and you look it in your head, can you check take two, because I think that was really good at such a place, and then you said, well, actually I've looked at that, but actually take two is pretty good to me. It's the same in a way, really. It's just storage and processing.
Oh, he won!
Anyway, go on. Congratulations.